Log Talk Radio.
Turnbuckle Turmoil fan, welcome to a Foodie special of the show here today. With me right now, we have the mastermind, Bob Rogers. Bob Rogers, welcome to Turnbuckle Turmoil Radio.
Oh, wow. That guy, what's up, man? Hi, everybody out there, Turnbuckle Turmoil land.
We're doing very well. A little bit damp out here, but we're hanging in there.
Oh, yeah.
It definitely is. For the people that are listening today that maybe not 100% familiar with you, do you want to give us really quick a little bit of background on your experience in the professional wrestling industry? I know you've done about everything there is to do, but could you tell the listeners what all you have done?
Oh, wow. Well, my experience in the wrestling business, been involved in about, thank you. I really want to thank you again for the opportunity to speak it on, you know, speak on your radio show. But I've been in the business, I want to say, since 2007, off and on. I've done everything from bring robes to the back to actually helping out with shows. I am an in-ring talent. I'm more known for my ring announcing. I love the business. That's what it's about. I love this business. But right now, there's something special to me that's happening because of my mom passing away a while ago. It grants me the opportunity to give back to a lot of people and a lot of fans that have guided me along the way. So, I mean, it's just one of those things to where you do everything. They call me the utility man of the independents. You know, you do everything. You learn as much as you can, and you try to, you know, give back like I'm doing now. So,
speaking of giving back, this coming Saturday, the 12th of December, you have a very big show coming to Spencer, Indiana. I know that this is something very near and dear to you. Do you want to tell the people what it is you're bringing to Spencer on Saturday?
Well, Saturday, I am starting my own, network. It's the FTW Network, and it's a show called Homecoming. In Spencer, Indiana, what we're going to be doing is we're going to be raising money for the Owen Valley Sports Complex. A lot of guys that I have on the card are from the Spencer, Indiana area. That's where I had my very first official wrestling match. It was against Craig Copeland. I remember it to this day. But it's a place that's very near and dear to me. The city of Spencer has always been wonderful with me. I've always had a good time there when I lived there. All of us love the city of Spencer and want to help out that Owen Valley Sports Complex. If you don't mind, can I tell them a little bit about what the sports complex does?
Absolutely.
Okay, great. The Owen Valley Sports Complex is on 5th Avenue in Spencer, Indiana. Basically, it has a lot of baseball sports programs for youth, teenagers to go to, have some fun, instead of staying in the house playing video games all day or just doing things that get you in trouble. They have a facility there where you can play baseball. You can go inside. They have inside sports. I usually look at the baseball because a couple of my friends' kids play there. They also serve the facility, or what I like to call the clubhouse, to where events like wrestling can happen. They also have church in there. They do a lot of great things for the community, food drives, things of that nature. They help out with the town of Spencer a great deal. It is a vital, vital asset to the town of Spencer. So with us having these ties and us liking the city so much, you know, what I decided to do was, you know, get a group of guys together. We say, you know what, let's do something. And we're going to be, this Saturday, all of the proceeds, you know, of our first show, all of them, are going to the Owen Valley Sports Complex, all of them.
That should be a huge fundraiser for the people there in Spencer to maintain the great program they have. You said a lot of the guys that are on the card are from the Spencer area. How easy was it once you decided to do this to get guys on board to help you out and put together an entire show?
You know what? A lot of guys were very, very receptive. I mean, you know, JKO, very receptive, said, yes, I'm down. Big T, you know, said he was down. You know, he's always down for a good wrestling match. Even kind of eerily, the Outlaw Jackson White, one of my nemesis, he was down for it. Now, I don't know what's up with him, why he's so happy about it, but I guess we'll find out Saturday. But also, Pogo, I don't know if you're familiar with Pogo. He is the Legends champion right now, and he's going to be defending his title against Baron Von Kane, another person that used to come to Spencer every once in a while. We got people from the Terre Haute that used to wrestle in Spencer every now and then that'll be there, from the NWP Federation, which I'm a part of as well. WCWO has their guys coming down, like I said, Pogo, JKO, and a few others. I mean, these are guys and a few new faces that Spencer hasn't seen. So this is going to be a very entertaining show, very action-packed. We're going to have some fun and raise a lot of money.
You talked about some of the guys that are going to be there, and it seems like it was pretty easy to get wrestlers on board to make this happen. Are there plans in place to make sure that this isn't just a one-time thing and that the fans in Spencer every so often get to see guys like JKO and Pogo and yourself?
Oh, well, it's not going to be a one-time thing. We actually talked to the Oil Valley Sports Complex. They know about us doing the Gulfport's Lazy Day Parade and how successful that has been for the last couple of years. So we are actually going to be in Spencer actually all through 2016. So
we're
going to be there. Yeah, we're going to be there loud and proud in 2016. But it's also another twist to this that I want to give. And this is what's going to make the FTW Network a little bit unique among the independent federations out there. The FTW Network is all about everybody coming together. You know, I've been talking about that saying, guy, you know, I'd love to see something to where everybody gets together and having a good time, you know, all federations included. And that's why I'm so thankful to the NWP and WCWO. Those are two feds that have stepped up on board right off top and said, okay, Bobby, you got a dream. Let's help you achieve that dream, okay? Now, the FTW Network is right now in the finishing stages of building an online TV network, okay? This is where federations should go ahead, televise their programs, make the show however they want to, and send that tape, DVD, SD disc, whatever you want to call it, to the FTW Network. And they will, if they join the FTW Network, they'll get a lot of time. And then it's just going to be like the CBS of wrestling. Now, I know a lot of people have been saying, well, there's a Roku channel of independent wrestling. Granted. But my argument to that is, why buy a $45 piece so you can watch it when anyone can watch this on their cell phones, on their computers, and it's accessible to them? You don't have to pay $49 for a piece. You get it right there. So
that sounds like an incredible deal.
Yeah. But then there's a second part. For all the independent fans like yourself, myself, you know, I'm not only a worker, I am a fan, you know. But the FTW Network is going to about to drop a bomb right now. And I don't mean a pipe bomb like CM Punk, either though I am from Chicago. I mean a true bomb. We're going to be doing something very authentic. I don't believe it's been done at any other independent show. When you walk into the FTW Network on Saturday, you'll see ballots. Those ballots are for the fans. The fans are going to critique each match. They're going to give their ratings from 1 to 10 on which match they liked, why did they like it, blah, 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 their favorite heels, their favorite blah, 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 okay? With that, we're going to go in probably July or August, and we haven't got the date yet, to where we are finalizing. We did a test run before, but this one is going to be the official start of the FTW Independent Network tournament. We got different categories for each for wrestlers, and they all are going to compete in the tournament to find out who's number one in their divisions. We have the Legends division, which will include people such as Pogo, Baron Von Kane, the Dangerous Bull, Don Basher, etc. We have the Ring Generals division, which will include the High Tech Redneck, him, Billy Jed, JKO, people of that nature. We also have the Junior Heavyweight division, which is going to be probably one of the most exciting divisions there is in independence. We're going to have people like Joey Venom, Lone Wolf Jonathan Owens, some of the top guys there. And then we're also going to have the up-and-coming divisions, which you have the Painted Warrior, Jason Levi, Outlaw Jackson White, Big T, and others such as that. So everything's being put up in the divisions. Everybody's going to be going forward what they can in their division. And you're going to see a lot of interesting twists and turns when it comes to divisional playoffs such as this.
That's a very unique sounding tournament for the independents. A little bit of a twist on what TNA is doing with their world title tournament, but I don't think I've ever seen it done on a local basis, and certainly not with the fans being involved in it like that. That's a very unique concept.
Oh, yes. I hear a lot of people, and this is the thing, I hear a lot of fans, they say, you know, well, it doesn't seem like my voice is heard. It doesn't seem like, I have any influence in this. I just come watch the show and they just want my money. I keep hearing that, which I know is not true on some federations' part. You know, some federations do care about the fans. They just have their format is different, you know. My format right now, it's going to be to where it is going to be hearing out those fans. And those votes are vital because those votes are going to place where they're at in the tournament. And I'm going to tell you this right now, and it might make some people mad. I'm sorry if it does. But the only way that you will not see someone in the FTW that the fans want to see is because of, A, price. I'm not Donald Trump, okay? If I was, I'd be running for president acting the fool, all right? But number two, you know, it's attitude. And I'm sorry. You know, I believe in having a good locker room where we all get along and have fun. I'm not going to have someone that's going to be a prima donna in my locker room. So, this is all about the fans. This is all about doing things. This is all about raising money because, again, you know, some places are worried about their bottom line. I've been blessed with a beautiful job. So, what I'm doing is, after we finish with Saturday, 20% of the, it's going to be around 15 to 20% of the proceeds that we get from each show is going to go into a bank. And then we're going to decide which charity we're going to give that money to. So the givers don't stop at one show. It continues throughout the whole year.
another very unique spin. Not a lot of promotions give to various charities. You see some promotions give to one charity over and over, but very few do it that way, where there's always a lookout for a different charity to help out, and that's very commendable. Hopefully, a lot of money is going to be raised via the FTW network and with what you're doing.
Well, I mean, it's all up to the fans, you know. The fans have the power of, I mean, literally right now, the way we're having it, they literally have the power of the pen. They vote on who they like. They vote on who's in a tournament. They vote on the rankings in a tournament. You know, we might kick it off with our rankings and have them play somewhere, but where they end up will be up to you guys. And it's up to these guys, our workers, that we love to see every week or every month or whatever the time frame may be, to perform to that ability to earn your vote. You know, I know I'm going to be earning that vote because they're throwing me in there for the up-and-coming division. You know, I didn't even want to be in it. I want to run a show, and they said no. You're going to be in the up-and-comers division. So guess what? The board says I'm going to be in there. I'm going to be in there, you know. But the only way you get to vote on it is you have to be at a show. And that's the key thing.
The fan's going to have a lot of power starting this Saturday, it seems like. When you were getting into the business 6-7 years ago, was something like this always in the back of your mind as a future plan? Have you been planning this for a while now?
Actually, yes. I want to say it's been about 5 years that I've been wanting to run with this idea and do it, but I wanted to do it properly. You know, I didn't want to disrespect anybody. I wanted to do it the right way and to have it to where it is pleasing for fans, and I get an understanding of how it can be adjustable inside the ring. You know, there's a lot of science there. And for you to implement something, you have to understand the science of what's going on. I understand the science, not the way I would like to, but to the ability to where I can make this happen. And I believe with the science, with the fans, everybody pulling together, I just think that this is going to be one of the most innovative things that ever happened to an independent promotion.
A lot of the more successful independent promotions over the years I have found have people in the office that know every aspect of the business, so they're able to understand everything that goes on to building a good show and being able to bring in the right people for the right spots. You've done essentially everything in the business, and that seems to me like a good start right off the bat for this to be successful. How important do you think is it for you personally to have done everything in the business as you head into this new venture and try to get it off the ground and be a huge success right away?
Let me say this. I'm going to say this off top. Even though I have done I have filled the positions, a lot of positions in the wrestling business, that doesn't mean I know everything. To me, the key thing to being successful is not thinking you know everything. I think that's the key to failure. When you have good people around you that really care about you, that really see that you're striving, that really know that you have it in your heart, that you want to do something that's good for the business, and that can guide you and teach you, because if you stop learning, you stop your chance of being better. If you stop your chance of being better, you turn stale. What do we do with stale things? We throw it away. And it's no good. I continue to listen, and I continue to do things to where I can absorb knowledge and try to pass that on into things in ways that I see it. Now, do I agree with everything? No, I don't. I think there are some things that you're going to find out in FTW that's going to be a totally different and totally different philosophy than what you're used to in a regular independent show. But do I listen to a lot of things that does help with my philosophy? Yes, I do. So it's not me knowing everything because of the positions, because I don't know everything. It's because I have people around me that really care, that I listen to, that gives me sound advice, and I take what I know along with their advice and mix it into a cake that is rich and wonderful.
That sounds like a recipe for a successful show. Going into Saturday.
Give me something to eat. I'm hungry.
Seems like we're about ready for cake here. But
oh, yeah.
Heading into Saturday afternoon there in Spencer, do you have set matches so far with a talent, a few matches that might grab the fans' attention right away?
Yes, I mentioned one earlier. A Legends Championship match is going to be between the champion Pogo taking on Baron Von Kane, if you like Legends. I'm going to have a scramble match, and it's going to be featuring the top, in my opinion, the number one actually ranked by FTW, Junior Lightweight, along with Jonathan Owens. Which is also going to feature the number two and three voted junior heavyweights, which is the future Sean Kemp and also TJ Fantastic, I believe. Yes.
Both of those sound
That's
very good. You've got a wide mix of talent there. Everybody from the veteran legends of the business like Pogo and Baron Von Kane, all the way down to the future of this business, Sean Kemp and Lone Wolf Jonathan Winters. How important do you think it is for the success of not only Saturday, but heading into the future for all of 2016 to have such a diverse roster of talent?
The thing about it is, and that's Jonathan Owens, by the way. He's going to kill you if you get his name wrong.
Lone Wolf Jonathan Owens. I've met him many a time.
Yeah, he's going to kill you. You say Winters all the way. I think it's very important, and this is why. There's an old saying my mom used to say. They used to tell me all the time. You never forget where you've been, but you always are focused on where you're going. And that's what we, believe here. You don't forget the past. You don't forget the legends. These legends have spent years sacrificing their bodies, giving us ideas on what to do next and how to bring it to a higher level. You don't forget those guys. You don't leave them out. I mean, I think it's disrespectful to tell you the truth. You show respect to those guys. But also, you also have to focus on the future. Because this is where you want to bring things to another level. Myself, the Outlaw Jackson White, which flipped me out. Big T. All the way down to, like I said, the number one, ranked number one, two, and three junior heavyweights. FTW is ranked, which is along with Jonathan Owens, the future Sean Kemp, and TJ Fantastic. Those guys are going to be carrying that torch. And, I mean, you see the success Lone Wolf has already had. That man's already got the torch. He's running with it, One of the most dynamic lightweights I've seen, period. That's why he got ranked number one, because he's the full package. I'm sorry. I know the future Sean Kemp is going to have an argument along with TJ Fantastic on who's the number one guy. But, Lone Wolf is really, if you look at his resume, he has taken over in 2015. Wouldn't you agree?
I would. He's been tearing it up in various promotions all over the state of Indiana.
I mean, so, you know, we got the best of the best right there. Can't say you're the best unless you fought the best. You know, and you can't say you fought the best unless you've done it in the format where the fans have the power. I mean, think about it.
Very true.
So that's where that goes. But I tell you this, I got to say something right here, if you don't mind.
By all means.
There are a lot of fans out there that have kept me going, kept encouraging me to keep going, and I want to thank them right here. You know, you guys have really been an inspiration to me, for me to get to the little bit that I've done, you know. And then there's my best friends out there, Mikey Perrine, it's a lot of them, man. It's a lot of them. I mean, Michael Brooks, Terry Brooks, you know, all the Spencer area, you know, Jason Levi, you know, Mikey, you know. I get tongue-tied, man. It's just, you don't understand how blessed you are until you step back and you really pay attention. I mean, Chris, another one. It's too many to name. If I miss you, it's no disrespect. But, you know, Dangerous Will Don Basher, even. And I know a lot of people are like, huh? Yeah. Even him. Because that man has taught me a lot. You know, these guys are what you call true friends. And by the fans and these guys standing by me, I'm going to try to do right by them. And I hope the fans understand that and come out and support, raise money, and let's even raise a little bit of hell. Have some fun.
Now, looking ahead for 2016, I know you've already got a lot of big plans in place for 2016. You go to different shows. You mentioned New Wave Pro there in Terre Haute and WCWO up in Indianapolis. Now that you've got the ball running on FTW and you're about to start there in Spencer, are the shows that you attend in Terre Haute and Indianapolis going to have even a little bit more meaning to you because now you're representing FTW and you're going to have people wanting to come into your promotion work for you as well? Does it carry a little bit of a different meaning when you go into a locker room now as opposed to when you're strictly talent going to whichever promotion you were working for in a given night?
Honestly, I'm going to say it's about the same. And let me tell you why. Just because I run a show doesn't make me any different. I'm the mastermind Bob Rogers. I'm that crazy guy that goes out there and gives his 100% in that ring no matter what. It doesn't matter who I go against or what have you. I try to give 130% in that ring. And, yeah, some things might not be what people call the most attractive type of wrestling. I'm a brawler, you know. I try to hurt people. I try to, you know, I'm a brawler in submission. You know, I'm not the fancy zippity doo-dah flip like an edge of mama pancake, you know. But I won't act any different because I happen to run a wrestling show, you know. It doesn't mean any more or any less. It's about the man, not about the show, you know. I mean, well, I'm not going to say it's not about the show. That's the wrong way to phrase it. When you're in the ring, it's about the show that you're at. It's about you giving your 100% to help that show look good. So it doesn't matter what three or four-letter organization I'm there on, I'm going to give the same 100% as if I'm in my home. That's the better way of saying it.
going into FTW, obviously you have your set crew for Saturday. If there are wrestlers, referees, ring announcers, people that just want to help in any way they can that are listening today, how would they go about trying to get on board with FTW for a future event?
If they want to get on board with a future event, they could either they could email me at ftw@comcast.net, or they can get at me on Facebook under B.A. Rogers, B.A. Rogers, or R.A. Rogers. Either one, get at me, talk to me. We can see what we can do. You know, if you want to get in, let's get in. If you're really about the business, I'm all about you being a part. But, I mean, I'm just saying, it's going to be a very entertaining time in 2016, I can say that.
For the fans listening today that want to make sure that they get out there on Saturday and support what you're doing in Spencer, how could the fans get their tickets to ensure that they have a place to sit on Saturday?
Well, I do have it on brown paper tickets. The tickets on brown paper tickets, they can pay by credit card or what have you. Or you can come up, you can, again, email me at ftw@comcast.net. We can go ahead and make some arrangements that way. Or you can just come on up and get a ticket. We have seats that's going to be available. So, you know, just come on up. Check us out. Let's pack the place, raise some money. You know, remember, 100% of that is going to the complex. We're not making money off this. This ain't about greed. This is about helping the place and doing something we love to do.
Now, the fans obviously going to have a big part in this, because what they see Saturday is going to directly affect what they will be seeing in the future because of the ballots that they have to fill out and so forth. How important do you think is it going to be, not only for yourself, but for everyone on your roster, to make the best impression that they can? Obviously, anytime you go into a situation where it's a new promotion, where you're wrestling in front of a new crowd, it's important to make that first impression. But with the fans having so much power now, how much more important is it going to be to make an impact the very first time out through that curtain?
It's going to be vital. It's going to be crucial. You have to make that impression. You have to connect with that fan. You have to do what it takes to get that guy or that girl to cast that vote in your way favorably. The fans are not shy. They will tell you. Believe me, I've heard it before. You know, the fans are not shy. They will tell you if they like something or not. And I'm about pleasing the fans. So if they like something and they make their voice heard, I'm going to try my best, if the conditions are right, to go ahead and bring that back. You know, but if they don't like it, what am I supposed to do? Keep stuffing it down their throat? My last name is not McMahon. Oh, did I just say that? Oh, sorry. That's just wrong. But, you know, if the fans like it, I'm going to try to provide it for them. You know, like I said, as long as everything's in reason, I will try to provide it for them. But if the fans, you know, say they don't like something, either it has to improve or it just can't happen. So, yeah, that first impression is going to be very crucial.
Now, I'm sure for yourself, not only running the show but being on the show, it's going to be a pressure-packed night. Are you starting to feel a little bit of the pressure heading into Saturday? Are you getting the first show jitters a little bit?
Well, this Saturday I will not be performing. I have to get cleared one more time. As you know, I had a stroke about 4 months ago. So for me to go full-blown, I got to get cleared. And unfortunately, my appointment isn't until after the show. It's going to be this Wednesday. Not this Wednesday, but the Wednesday after the show. So I would not be performing on this show. But if I can get in there early, I might. I doubt it, though. But it's all about, this show is all about the guys making a first impression. The guys showing the Spencer crowd. And not only that, but the FTW Network family. Because, did I mention? Sorry. This is another bomb. This will be, some of the show will be shown on the FTW Network in the next few weeks. So this is going to be a TV taping as well.
That is a huge bomb.
Oh, yeah. I'm full of surprises. But, you know, with things being shown, with us doing the actual TV taping, with us doing another mold, which will be coming up in, this will be coming up in January. I just have to select which match. And you guys, be stay tuned. Keep in touch with FTW to know what's going to happen here. But we're stepping things up on the independent scene. We're stepping things up to a new level. And it's going to take a lot of, I'm trying to figure out what the right word is to it, but it's going to take a lot of knowledge, a lot of experience, but it's really going to show them where our independent wrestlers are at. It's even going to show where I'm at. Because there are things that's going to be thrown in to where they're either going to sink or swim. You know, I want the best for the fans, and I want the best for my fellow workers. And the only way to do that is to throw things in there that's going to give them exposure and to make the fans happy. I'm just going to put it at that. You have to find out the results of that same bad time, same bad channel. Actually, if the fans come out, I might release what's going to happen in the January show at the show on Saturday.
So yet another reason to attend this show is they might get a preview of what's to come in January.
Oh, yeah. this is going to be beautiful.
So if I can take this and get to the heart of the matter, this not only is the debut show there in Spencer, but you're giving the fans the power to dictate what they want to see and what they don't want to see by having ballots that the board of directors are going to look at. And then everything that comes through the door going right back into the community. It's all funds going right back into it. Not a for-profit show. Not only that, but you have an upcoming tournament with the legends in it, the high flyers in it, the up-and-comers in it. Not only that, it's going to be a TV taping. You'll be releasing some of that on the FTW Network, which is going to be huge, I think. And not only that, you might be releasing some of the information about what the fans can expect for January.
Yes.
That's
FTW,
huge.
Yeah, FTW Network is taking independent wrestling in places it has never been before. Well, it's been before, but not in this way.
Well, it looks like we have someone else calling in from the Indiana area. Let me bring them on.
Uh-oh.
Let's see. All right, do we have a caller on?
Yes, you do, sign guy. This is JT Branham.
JT Branham.
What's up,
How
man?
You doing?
Oh,
how's everybody
doing? On the way.
Listen, I'm not gonna take up too much of your time, but I had to call and tell you that you got one of the good guys there on there tonight, Bob Rogers. You know, he's had a lot of difficulties in this business. A lot of people doubted him. A lot of people said he couldn't do this or that. And, well, even though he doesn't have the 23 or so years that some of us have, he's learning as he goes, and he's got some good people helping him. But I can tell you this, the man has a good heart. I've been involved with him in a benefit show, actually several shows that we did a couple of years ago, last year maybe. And it was to benefit Lymphoma Society and also the American Cancer Society. He lost his mother, unfortunately. And, well, I'm a survivor, so I know what all that's about. And, you know, his heart's in the right place. And this benefit show that he's doing in Spencer, Indiana this Saturday, I look for nothing but a lot of fan support, a lot of support from the Owen County community. And he's got a pretty good lineup coming in. So I just wanted to let you know, if I could be there, Bob, I would be there right by your side, giving you every bit of help I could.
Oh, I know. You got family coming in. Family first. I understand that, brother.
Well, and family first. Yeah. Family first. And I got my little organization that I'm worrying about, but I'm not going into that because it's not about me tonight.
But you know what? This is one of the people that I was talking about, you know, J.T. Branham. You know, he is one of the most knowledgeable guys that I know in the independent scene. I have learned so much from him by sitting there talking to him, watching him, you know, till I just become speechless when I think about, you know, the stuff I picked up and the stuff I've learned from our encounters. You know, I just can't say nothing but thank you.
Well, you know, it's never a problem. I'm glad to help somebody out that has a passion that that all of us share. And, you know, I do have to say one thing, Bob. Our first few meetings in the ring were not pleasant for me. I remember it was a clothesline from hell, actually, that you gave me. And I'm still trying to find my jaw. But
we don't want the powder you threw in my eyes. Come on now.
No, I just wanted to call and tell everybody hello. And JT Branham's still hanging around, still enjoying wrestling. And I want to wish you luck in everything Saturday. And I wish I could be there because I know it's going to be a good one, and it's for a very good cause.
Thank you so much, man.
So you take care, and like I said, if you need me, I'll still be close to the phone if you need me for anything.
Yes, sir.
Sign guy, good to talk to you again for a short period there.
Always my pleasure, Mr. Branham.
Yeah, and hope to see you back here in the Midwest at some point soon.
Well, you know, it seems like there's a Pacific Northwest to Indiana connection going, so you never know when I'll pop up.
Oh, I know. I know. And hopefully we can get you down to NWA Circle City show at one point. I'd love to see that.
I would too.
All right. Well, everybody take care. I'm going to have to get off here. Got an early day tomorrow. And again, Bob, you need anything, you let me know.
Yes, sir.
All right. Everybody take care. Have a good evening.
All right.
Thank you, brother.
Mr. Branham. Well, Bob Rogers,
man,
seems like
you've
got a lot of good people there at the ready in case you need anything at all on Saturday. Seems like this show is in really good hands.
Yeah, it is. And that's what I meant when I spoke earlier about, you know, me not knowing everything, but having the people around me to where, you know, I listen, I absorb, and they're not doing it for themselves, they're doing it for the business. You know, I love that, and I'm surrounded by them. I am surrounded by these people. I cannot be more blessed than anything. It's like having Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, you know, Kareem, and all of them when you love basketball, and they're talking to you. You know, it's awesome. That's the proper word for awesome.
Now, looking into the future, you have the tournament that you're planning. What do you see as far as, you know, what the tournament will mean? Is there, like, anything that will come from this tournament as far as leading into some sort of titles or perhaps some sort of prize for the winner?
If I can be blessed one more time, there will be a prize. Everyone looks at titles. I'm not going to say about titles. Titles are great. Don't get me wrong. I wish I had one. But I think opportunities and events are the things that last in the mind of a person more than anything. And I think I'm going to leave it at that. You might have to be a mastermind to decipher what I'm saying.
I see what you did there.
But just
think about what I'm saying. We got just a few minutes left here in the show. I want to give you plenty of time to be able to talk about what's upcoming, not only Saturday, but what the future plans might be. So go ahead and say anything that you'd like to say to the listeners, plug and promote anything and everything you need to. Floor is all yours.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Well, guys, this is the Mastermind Bob Rogers, president and owner of FTW. I would like to invite you guys to come on out on Saturday, December the 12th, on Valley Sports Complex in Spencer, Indiana, 575 Fifth Street, to check out the debut of FTW, which is Homecoming. Homecoming is going to be featuring a lot of guys that have a lot of ties with the Spencer, Indiana area. You got the chairman, JKO. We have Pogo. We have Big T. We have the outlaw Jackson White. And we also have yours truly, the mastermind Bob Rogers. All of the proceeds, 100% of that door, is going to our worthwhile cause, which is the Oil Valley Sports Complex. These guys put on wonderful programs for kids to go play baseball, basketball. They have what I call the clubhouse that helps with, that has church, all type of different programs in it. Please, I'm not worried about filling my pocketbook. What I'm worried about doing is helping these guys out, because these guys help the community out, and they deserve our support. Come on out, spend your money the way you know where it's going, and help the Oil Valley Sports Complex, and support some fun independent wrestling. Not only that, come check out what the FTW Network has in store for you. Because, again, you have the power with us, not us. Like I said, you have the power. It's about time the fans get to speak.
Well, Bob Rogers, I want to thank you very much for coming on to Turnbuckle Turmoil today. It's been an absolute pleasure. I want to wish you the very best of luck on Saturday and all the future events. Hopefully I will be able to make it that way and be at an FCW show in the near future.
Oh, yeah. Last Saturday of the month, so anytime it comes down, you come down, you are very welcome to come in, man. I do want to say one more thing. Shout out to WCWO. and shout out to New Wave Pro. You guys are my brothers. Don't ever forget that. Mastermind ain't going nowhere. Mastermind always have you guys for life.
All right, well, fans, this Saturday, Spencer, Indiana, FTW starting things off in a big, big way. TV taping. Fans have the power with the ballots. All the money going right back into your community, so get out there. Support this in a big, big way. Sounds like an absolutely phenomenal idea. Mastermind Bob Rogers bringing great things to Spencer, Indiana, so get out there and support him in that. We will talk to you fans tomorrow in our normal time slot. Bob Rogers, always a pleasure to talk to you, my man. Best of luck on Saturday.
Thank you so much, and guess what? We will definitely see you guys in the future.
All right, fans, we'll be back with you tomorrow. Get out there, support your local independent wrestling. Spencer, Indiana on Saturday. Go out there and check it out.
Thank you, Tiger.